Begin PodFix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Check, 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 check. I am recording.
Oh, man, we're back, baby. We're back.
Back better than ever. Better than ever.
Okay, let's do this.
Me, 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 me.
Jam another one. Jam another one.
Sibilance, sibilance, sibilance.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
There it is. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I am once again joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm feeling a little like I have a lot of catching up to do, and I don't know how I'm going to, like, top that three scoops of podcasting ice cream that, like, stood in my stead while I was gone.
It was solid, wasn't it?
Man, I think my biggest limit was, A, crap, now I have to, like, kind of campaign for my job once again, and number two, I was more sad that I wasn't on when they were all on. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
Man, I mean, but not for nothing. We got two girls on a bench.
Trisha and Shauna.
I know, with kazoos, first of
yes,
all.
Yes, of course.
And then, like, the legendary Dave Ciampa. Like, I feel like you got, like, some really rock-solid guests while I was gone. And, like, now I feel kind of like, well, you know, if it's a good thing I am who I am. Otherwise, I might have had a hard time coming back in after all such good guests.
Well, I mean, you know, Keith has long time threatened your job. And then you go away for a couple of weeks and you realize, oh my gosh, there's several other very talented people and fellow members of the PodFix Network that could also easily take my job.
Yeah, without missing a beat. Like, there was no, right. Like, oh, this is kind of an awkward stumble to get started. No, they all were just, like, locked in. They clapped well. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, from my perspective, you and I are very close friends. Yeah. And there's only one Adam Saunders. And you are my friend and partner and co-host of the show. But I was pleasantly surprised. I'll take that back. I was not surprised. I knew that all of them that stood in for you were going to do a great job. I missed you, and I had a great time with your replacements.
Well, and I, you know, I say, like, I missed you, buddy. And also, it was so great to hear all of them, you know, on the podcast. And for me, I think because we've known them for so long, but it's like an internet friendship.
Yep.
You know, like, we've been friends with all three of them for quite a while now, but to have them on the show, it felt like celebrities to me, because, like, you don't get to, like, hear them that much, like, outside of that one medium, you know, either a podcast or the group. So I was like, oh man, like, these are real people. They really exist. They're, you know, we're friends with them. Like, yeah, I lament I wasn't there to be there with you to share that. So it was great to hear them.
Yeah. And I, you know, definitely missed you, but also enjoyed doing the show with them. I do have one gift for you before we get started. You ready?
I love gifts before we get started.
For you, pal.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back
to that same old place that you laughed about.
It's for you, buddy.
Dude, welcome back.
Welcome back, Adam.
Well, you know, you had two songs that could have been played here.
No, let's just finish. Enjoy this.
I'm loving every
second.
I'm also loving your dancing. Your dancing is what's doing it for me. Finger guns. Yep.
Wait for it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
There you go.
Oh, buddy, that was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you for such a warm reception back. Thank you, man. It means a lot.
Welcome back, Adam.
It's good to be here, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, friend.
You're welcome. All right. Well, with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
Beat that, Keith. Sorry, I just felt like it was natural to slip right back into it.
I think you should look for a place to say in your face Hitler, too. So let's go ahead and get that in, too.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
see how it goes.
Yeah, pick your spot. All right, well, other than celebrating your triumphant return after 2 weeks off, Today, you can celebrate National Dumpling Day, and I love dumplings. And then tomorrow is National Chocolate Milk Day. Tuesday is National Taco Day. Wednesday, not for me, but for you, National Coffee Day. Thursday is National Chocolate Covered Pretzel Day. Everyone loves those. Then Friday is National Homemade Cookies Day. That's for my wife. And you can wrap up this week of fantastic food-filled, fun-filled week of celebrations on Saturday with another one for you, buddy, National Fluffernutter Day.
Woohoo! Dude, this is an insanely amazing week. I have to celebrate it, all of it.
Again, for you, welcome back.
Dude, I don't deserve such good friendship.
Delicious foods for you every day this week, starting today.
The prodigal son has returned to his feast that awaits him.
That's right. The banquet is set and everyone's invited.
The banqueting table.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, I turn things over to you and we look at this week in history.
Well, thank you, buddy. And in the interest of time, let's go ahead and do these quickly. So to get started, this week in 1890, the Yosemite National Park was established.
No, Adam. I'm sorry, you got that wrong. It's actually Yosemite. Yosemite National Park.
I always get that wrong. Okay, let me take that again. Here we go. In 1890, the Yosemite National Park is established. And that's a pretty cool park if you've ever been there. So I suggest you check it out. This is for you, buddy, touching the sports page. In 1947, the World Series is broadcast on TV for the very first time. Moving right along, in 1955, James Dean dies in a car accident. And if you're into James Dean, you know there's a lot of mystery and intrigue surrounding that car currently. All right, we got a doubleheader here for 1960. In 1960, Kennedy and Nixon square off in the first televised presidential debates. And I'm sure they would be crying now for what our presidential debates have become over the last four or five elections. And the second part of the 1960 doubleheader, in 1960, Ted Williams hits a home run in his last major at-bat, which I think is awesome.
That is boss.
Yeah, that's incredible.
He is also the last player in baseball to hit 400 for his career. For his career.
That's just bonkers, dude.
400 for his career.
Yeah, that's astronomically good batting.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Just inching along here, in 1962, Johnny Carson makes his debut as the Tonight Show host. I mean, that ended up being monumental. I mean, it's a staple in American history. Again, sticking with the 60s. In 1965, Gatorade is invented at the University of Florida. And F those guys. So, sorry, Gatorade. That's something that was good coming out of evil. In 1969, the Brady Bunch premieres. Always a classic.
Nice.
And tragically, in 2017, a gunman opens fire on a Las Vegas concert crowd, wounding hundreds and killing 58. And that was insane. And interestingly, in 2019, I actually stayed at a property which is right next to the field where everybody was shot and killed.
Wow.
Yeah, beat that news.
Challenge accepted. If that's the gauntlet you're going to throw down, then you've done it on the wrong episode. And I'm just going to say, on behalf of news, hold my beer.
That's what we want, buddy. That's what I want.
Because, Adam, it is time for the news.
It's about to go off with starting with my favorite jingle.
All right, Adam, the news responds to your challenge by saying challenge accepted because, and we've said this several times before, but I think, I don't know that I can top this. We've said before, this is the craziest news story we've ever discussed on the show.
Well, you have a penchant for like finding great news stories that surpasses the one before.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's mostly true, but I think this might be the peak. This isn't a false peak on a hike. We might have reached the peak. Okay. I'll let you decide, and I'll let the listener decide.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to open up with a question, as I often do. Do you know who Alec Murdoch is?
No. I'm afraid to say anything more.
Really? You don't know who Alec Murdoch is?
No.
Wow. Okay, well then, are you sitting down?
Well, I was doing a handstand, but I'll go ahead and go back to my chair now.
Yes, I want you to be firmly sitting in your seat because I'm about to blow your mind.
Ready, ready.
I would venture to bet that several of our listeners probably have heard of Alec Murdoch and the Murdoch family, but I'm going to tell you the story. So the Murdochs have long been a powerful legal dynasty in this part of the Carolina Lowcountry. Now, being from the Carolinas, you're aware of the Lowcountry, right?
No, I was always in the upper class because we were wealthy landowners.
Okay. All right. Well, for nearly a century, Adam, this family has controlled the local prosecutor's office. So beginning in 1920, Randolph Murdoch Sr. was the first in three generations of solicitors for the 14th Judicial Circuit, which is basically like the district attorney for a five-county area. Okay.
Okay.
They held that position, their family, until 2005, so 85 years.
Wow, that's insane.
And wow. Even since they're no longer in that position, they still have lots and lots of deep, deep relationships in the legal system in that area. His name is spelled Alex Murdaugh, but it's pronounced Alec Murdoch.
Weird.
But I'm probably just going to mispronounce it the entire news story, but I just want to lay that groundwork so everybody understands. Alex and his younger brother, Randy, also been longtime partners in a regional law firm with offices in three counties. Okay, so prominent law firm, long history of the family. Here's what's gone down over the last few years with Alex Murdoch at the center of all of it. So Paul Murdoch, the younger son of Alex, was piloting his grandfather's boat. So Alex's father's boat, their 17-foot boat. It's him and five of their friends, and they get super drunk, especially Paul, and he ends up speeding down the river, and they get in a boat accident where 19-year-old Mallory Beach is ejected. Like, all of them, I think, are ejected out of the boat, except she doesn't surface. And then her body is found a week later. Okay? So that's just the start.
Oh, my God.
The authorities charged Paul Murdoch with boating under the influence, causing great bodily harm, and causing Beach's death. But it took like 2 or 3 months for them to even get to charging him. So he was charged with 3 felonies, never did a single day in jail. Okay, so there was that. So that happened and he pleaded guilty and was still awaiting trial when tragedy struck the family again. The boat accident was in February of 2019. On June 7th of this year, so just a couple of months ago, emergency dispatchers received a 911 call from a distraught Alex Murdoch. And he was out at the family's 1,700-acre estate where he stumbled upon the bodies of his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul.
What?
Yes. So Maggie Murdoch, she had been shot multiple times with a semi-automatic rifle. Paul Murdoch had been shot at least twice with a shotgun.
Dang.
So the gruesome scene pointed to two shooters, leaving some observers wondering if it was connected to the family's legal history. And Paul Murdoch's uncle told ABC News that he had received death threats and stuff regarding the boat accident. Okay. We've barely even gotten started.
Dang.
So Alex Murdoch denied responsibility for the killings. So that case so far remains totally unsolved. They don't have anybody that they're looking at as a primary suspect.
Wow.
Randolph Murdoch III dies at age 81, 3 days after his daughter-in-law and grandson were killed. The last member of their family that served as a solicitor passed away. So far up to this point, it's kind of big news locally, but that basically thrust the family into the national spotlight, which caused scrutiny to be brought upon two other deaths that are associated with the family.
Wait, I have one question. Does this end up in a true crime podcast led by Josh Hallmark?
Hold that thought.
No, you're kidding me. No.
No, it does not.
Okay. But, I was like, what?
Not involving Josh, but I'll respond to that at the end. So that brings everything out in the national spotlight. And now they're looking into two additional deaths associated with the family. The first one, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, which is nicknamed SLED, opened up an investigation into the death of 19-year-old Stephen Smith, whose body was found on July 8, 2015, so 6 years ago, on a rural road some 8 miles west of the Murdoch estate that I just told you about. And he had a massive head wound, and they believe that he had been struck by a vehicle, but no suspect was ever charged. And basically none of the evidence at the scene or when they did the autopsy, supported the theory of a hit and run. Okay, so basically it's just this mysterious death. Now, Smith and Buster Murdoch, age 25, were classmates in high school. And there was rumors that the two of them were, let's say, involved. Okay?
Okay.
There's also a rumor that Buster and maybe two or three other people were in a truck, ran Steven down. That's a prevailing theory. All right?
Jesus.
That's not the end of it, Adam.
Jeez.
Since the death of his wife and son, who was on trial for the boating accident, things kind of settled down. But then Alex Murdoch, he was pulled over on the side of the road to change a tire or something. And a guy comes by and shoots him in the head.
What?
Yes. So now there's an unidentified guy who shot Alex Murdoch. Remember, the father and the husband of the two other deceased.
Right.
Some unidentified man has come by while he's changing his tire and shot Alex Murdoch in the head. Fast forward about a week. And so, by the way, this all happened September 4th, 2021. So about 3 weeks ago, Adam.
Wow.
So
what
we're talking about right now, this happened this 3 weeks
events.
Ago. Yes. Oh, it's more than current. We'll get to that in a moment. So a week later, so this is now literally 2 weeks ago from today, Murdoch admitted to authorities that he had conspired with the man identified by police as Curtis Edward Smith, a former client of Murdoch, to kill him as part of an insurance fraud scheme.
Okay, wait. So he didn't die from the gunshot wound to the head?
The guy way missed.
Okay.
He hired a guy to shoot and kill him, and the guy basically missed and grazed his head.
So he hired a hitman to take himself out? Huh.
Yes, in an insurance fraud scheme. Because Murdoch had hoped his surviving son, Buster, could collect the $10 million life insurance payout, according to an affidavit to support the charges against Smith. I've got more. Because Murdoch wanted to end his life, but believed that his life insurance policy, which I don't think he read very thoroughly, basically had a suicide, you know, carve out. So he's like, fine, yep. I'll just hire a hitman. The insurance company came back and said, no. This isn't covered.
Yeah. Hitmen are not, or hitwoman is not covered.
Right. Right. So in any case, even that part of the plan, he didn't really research it that well when he hired this guy to kill him.
Yeah.
So Adam, think of all the things I've already just inventoried over the last several minutes.
Right. Yeah. This is,
I'm not done.
And this is still like 2 weeks ago. Like, what the hell?
Right. I am not done. Murdoch also announced that he had resigned from his law firm following allegations that he had misappropriated funds, meaning that he, for a long time now, he's been embezzling a ton of money out of his own law firm.
Yeah, of course. Yes. I mean, I'm surprised that wasn't the reason why he killed himself or tried to.
I'm not done, Adam. He's also entering rehab because apparently he's been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why stop there?
Yep. Yeah, so are you caught up? Do you have kind of a mental inventory of what we've gone over so far?
Yeah. Husband and wife, wife dead, son dead. Started off with that girl who was dead.
Yeah, boating accident,
yeah. Then he tried to kill himself.
With a hitman.
With a hitman that failed, plus two other deaths that were like quasi-related from 6 years previous.
Plus the Stephen Smith thing, plus he's been embezzling money out of his own law firm, and he's got an opioid addiction. Okay, so are you caught up so far?
Yeah. I think I did pretty good for the first time hearing it.
No, you did great.
Okay.
Adam, I'm not done.
But wait, there's more.
Because, remember, I mentioned two deaths that have now come back to life. I mentioned Stephen Smith. There was a second one. Because on Wednesday, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division said it was opening a criminal probe into the February 2018 death of Gloria Satterfield, a housekeeper who spent more than two decades working for the Murdoch family.
Yeah.
So Satterfield, age 57, died in the Murdoch estate in what was declared at the time as a...
accident.
One of our favorites, though, on this show. She died from a...
a trip and fall?
Yes!
Yes, we did it, buddy.
Yes.
We did it. It took us 4 years, but we did it. They died of an assassination.
Yes. She, at the time, it was ruled as an accident that she died as a result of a trip and fall. It actually says in the article, a trip and fall accident.
Now, did she have the dry twist?
No reports yet on whether she had the dry twist. Now, listen. This is a very sobering and serious story, and the death of the sweet woman is very tragic. However, how happy do you think I was when I read the phrase trip and fall. The story?
In print. Right. I mean, the tragedy is very much included, but we got a trip and fall.
Yes. It was very sad, but I'm not going to lie that a smile did come across my face when I read Trip and Fall. Yeah.
Although you did bring me back to Earth because I was like, ah, and you're like, well, I mean, she did die. Right. And what you meant to say is my condolences.
Right. Very, very sorry to the Satterfield family. So SLED has set its opening investigation upon the request of the Hampton County Coroner that highlights inconsistencies in the ruling of Satterfield's manner of death, as well as information gathered during other ongoing probes involving Alec Murdoch.
You know what's interesting? Like, I wish they actually had a real criminal probe. Like, once you were, like, convicted, they gave you a criminal probe, if you know what I mean.
So, Adam, the twists may be far from over, because Alec Murdoch has been charged with insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report. And his license to practice law has been suspended.
Wait, what? Are you for real? That feels unjust.
That's where we land today. We're totally up to speed, but this is an ongoing thing. As a matter of fact, there is a podcast out by a local woman. It's called The Murdoch Murders, but Murdoch is spelled Murdaugh. So Murdaugh, but it's pronounced Murdoch. If you want much greater detail than what I just gave, and probably a much better telling of it, and lots of juicy details that I didn't have time to share. And on top of that, supposedly, and I have not tried to confirm this, that HBO is already in the works on trying to develop a documentary about the whole story.
They need to call Josh Hallmark to get on the case immediately.
Right. So there, Adam. I hope there's something that comes along and tops this, but as we sit today, this is by far, this is the Michael Jordan of crazy news stories that we've covered on this podcast.
And I do want to say a couple things. Number one, we've broken new ground yet again, because you did more than cursory research.
Oh boy, did I ever. Yes.
And two, I think for a self-vindication thing here, we actually didn't laugh at a woman dying. We laughed at a fake cause of death.
Oh, thank you. That's true. That is true. Yes.
I just want to, we're not totally heartless bastards, but I mean, the Lincoln family is probably like, what assholes?
Well, and I will say, I can't guarantee this, but I'm so exhausted from the extensive research that I did for this, that it's very unlikely that I'll ever do more than cursory research going forward.
Oh, no, I don't think this was a norm. I think this was like a one-off because it's happening right now. It's a triumphant return, you know, those kinds of things.
We've never done this either, but because this is an ongoing story, should it become necessary, we'll bring you updates.
Yeah, it'll be like up-to-the-month updates because, like, we, you know, right. They need to understand our recording schedule. It changes from week to week, you know?
Yes, or maybe I could reach out to the Murdochs and say, hey, could you kind of time some things up so that it's more timely for our podcast.
Right. We're recording at these dates next week. Can you make sure the evidence is not released until then? You're like the Mike Lindell of the Murdoch case.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, there you go. I know that was a long journey and it was a little longer than what we normally spend on news, but I think you'll admit, Adam, that that was worth it.
I think every second of that recorded audio was worth it. I love that so much. What a great story. What a real treat.
Understandably, Adam, we've run out of time and we will not be getting to our next news story.
Well, there's no other news story that could like even come close to that after this.
I do have a headline, but maybe for the first time ever, I don't think that this headline can top the story I just told.
Okay.
But in any case, the headline that possibly we'll get to in a future episode is West Virginia man attempts to kill parents to get the demons out.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Yes, perhaps on our next episode.
Get the demons out of his parents.
Bow and arrow, possibly this axe. Country road.
Take me home. Bow and arrow. We need to get Luke on a parody immediately.
But until then, Adam, how about birthdays?
I love birthdays. Well, I mean, as the... I almost said as the Pointer Sisters pointed out. As the as the two girls on a bench pointed out, I will do these rapid fire. And I'll knock this out quick. So it's kind of an interesting mix this week. So you've got Kevin Durant, who turns 33. You've got Hillary Duff, who turns 34. You've got T-Pain, who, believe it or not, turns 37. And Avril Lavigne. Now, if you're up on your conspiracies, people believe that she has been long dead and has been replaced with a lookalike. You've got Jeezy, or Yeezy, at 44. You've got Gwyneth Paltrow at 49, still gorgeous. The incomparable Zach Galifianakis turns 52. Steve Kerr, somebody who did not quit on his team like other people that we know, he turns 56. The legendary Sting turns 70. Meatloaf turns 74, and I would do anything for love. We have Jerry Lee Lewis, who turns 86, which is crazy. Brigitte Bardot, who turns 87. And Jimmy Carter, not yet dead, turns 97.
And by that, I mean happy birthday, Jimmy Carter.
And by that, I mean happy birthday, Jimmy Carter. Yeah, you know who else was dead but not on your hands? Ed Asner.
Ed Asner. Had nothing to do with it.
Nope.
No.
Nope. He survived the death clock.
I am free and clear of the passing of Ed Asner. I almost said dead Asner. That would have been unfortunate.
All right. How about some born this week, but now dead?
All right. Thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have two people that were born on this day but are now dead. The first one, Gandhi, died in 1948 at the age of 79. Today he would have been 152. And Johnny Appleseed, who died in 1845 at the age of 71. Today he would have been 247.
Well, thanks, Johnny Appleseed.
And I would have swore to you that was a fake character that was in a children's book, but he was not. He was a real person.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Appleseed's like, hey man, what the hell, dude? That was a real person.
Happy birthday, Johnny Appleseed.
Hey buddy, so okay, really quick, back to Ed Asner. I saved a clip for you. It's very Ed Asner. It was in his final days, so he has one last message for those of us who love Ed Asner. You ready?
Yes,
okay,
play it.
Okay, here it is.
You have any choice words to say?
Fuck you.
You want to say it again?
Fuck you.
I love you, too. Yeah. I love you, too.
Yes. Yes. Touching. That was touching.
I mean, but like, is there any other like phrase that he could have said that would have been more Ed Asner? I
don't think so. No.
He's like, what's your phrase? F you. What's your phrase? F you.
And I don't know who that was that he was talking to, but I definitely appreciate, do you want to say it again? And Ed's like, yeah, I do.
Yep. But ask me again. I'll say it a third time, bitch.
Yes.
So I saved that specifically for you, buddy.
Oh, thank you, pal. That's a guy going out on top right there.
Dude, I know. Like, I hope I go out as cool as him.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible. Although, Adam, if you want, if you start not doing so well, I will start a death clock as a tribute to you. It won't be on me. It'll be more of a challenge. Can you outlive the death clock? So let me know if that day comes and I'm happy to start it up.
Oh, if I was like, man, Toph, like I'm not feeling too well. And you're like, hold on, Adam, let me show you my ringtone for you. You bastard, I didn't want a death clock. Son of a bitch.
Alright, Adam, well, we appreciate the listener for hanging in with us today. I have one more thing before we go.
Oh, perfect.
And it comes in a little segment we like to call Hotline Message of the Week.
Hey, what's up? My name is, I don't know if you've ever heard of me before. I am billionaire Bruce Wayne. Yep, this is how I talk. Now with a more gruff voice. But this is how I talk. And Look, I just want to say, I think I saw Batman running down the street the other day. Just saying, I think I saw him. He was yelling something about a tire and the Joker's getting away. I don't know. But, again, I have no idea what he does on a regular basis. But because I'm Bruce Wayne, I'm not Batman. I'm Bruce. And I just thought, I don't know. It seems like this Bane guy's been looking for him. And I was getting a little concerned myself. But then, again, I saw him running down the street. Big bomb in his head, or over his head, running. I think he's going to throw it in the water. I don't know. Talking about shark repellent is a weird thing, but I don't know nothing about that because I'm Bruce Wayne, not Batman, but this Bane guy seemed very concerned. So there you have it. Bruce Wayne, I'm out.
Okay, well, clearly that was not Batman. I would like to pause for 1 second though and say Batman. I'm sorry, Bruce. I misspoke. Bruce, Mr. Wayne, could you break me off like a couple million? Like I could use about 10 right now. Just at post tax, I could just use. I don't want to inconvenience you, and I'm not the kind of person to ask for money, but I could really go for about 10, free and clear, if that works.
You know what? Put me down for 10. I could use 10.
Okay. Yeah. 20 total is not for one podcast. Yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No. He's calling into our show. So he's obviously a friend of the show.
Ergo, a friend of ours.
And if he wants to make it more about the show, he can do it through Patreon. If he wants to make a $20 million donation through Patreon for the show, we could totally do it that way.
Yeah. We're wise stewards of our money.
Yeah, look, we're using it to put out this platinum level content.
Yeah, this audio gold doesn't just put out itself. Anyway, I'm glad that he called. It was really good to hear. It's interesting, kind of I really wish Batman would call though.
I was glad to hear at least that he had seen Batman. It was good because we haven't heard from him in a long time. And then and then Bane calls in,
right? Because Bane, right?
With Kermit, which was really surprising.
I think we got to get Kermit's ex on the line.
Miss Piggy?
Yep.
I'd love to hear from Miss Piggy. I'd like to know if she's supporting Kermit in his Batman hate or if she's still on Batman's side.
Well, apparently their divorce was pretty civil, at least as far as we know. But
I don't know.
I think if any villain has to be, would be scared of anybody, it'd be Miss Piggy. So
I think the point is that there's questions that need answers. And we're not we're not capable of providing those answers.
No, we need the source.
Yeah. I don't want to say I'm on Bane's side, but I am kind of joining him and saying, hey, Batman, we'd love to hear from you.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce, for calling in and reporting you've at least seen Batman, because that's encouraging. And we'd love to hear from you, Bruce. Bruce, you're welcome to call on the show anytime you want.
Yeah, 20
but
minutes.
We'd love to hear from Batman as well.
Yeah, we need two sets of 10, buddy.
Yeah.
Really do us a solid.
And if you need that Patreon link, I can get that out to you.
Yeah, yeah. We also have PayPal, but we will give you access to the Patreon page if you want to Venmo or PayPal or just direct deposit. I can give you my Swift codes.
We're super flex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bruce. And Adam, that brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
Dude, what a great episode, man. I feel like I laughed, I cried, I went on a journey of suspense and intrigue. I was, I got to recount the honors of returning with such celebrity stand-ins for while I was gone. My friendship with you is always, I'm always reminded of how much that's, it's the real treasure in all of this. So, God, my heart is full, dude. Yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah. Likewise. Okay. Well, a couple of promotions before we go. We've launched our sports podcast. It's called Armchair Radio. It is on the Podfix Network. It's hosted by Greg and I. Comes out each week. We are tracking the NFL season. You can get all the details at podfixnetwork.com. And also Podfix Presents. That's the podcast by our network. It's the only place you'll hear the latest season of Florida Man, which I'm a big fan of, and the Podfix Football Federation Weekly, which is a weekly recap of the network's fantasy football league. And then some other brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline, you know, maybe we solved it. Maybe it was Alex Murdoch. I don't know. Anyway, the number is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at Podfix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, welcome back. I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
And with that, we say peace.
This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network.